Near the end of the dock at the St. Andrews Marina, the Emmanuel, with its black hull and towering masts, floats serenely between the dozens of sailboats and yachts. This is a boat that has sailed the world over multiple times since it was first built in the 1970s. It smuggled Bibles into Cuba, and it continues to serve as a floating sanctuary for weary ministers and their wives 12 weeks out of the year. But, with just a click on Airbnb, the Emmanuel could be your sanctuary for only $82 a night. Quote, for every 100 people coming here to stay near the water, I figured there's gotta be 10 that want to stay on the water, said Seth Chandler, who rents out the Emmanuel and two other boats. It took off. The Emmanuel is one of 9 boats available for rent via Airbnb, a website and app that allows people to rent out their spare spaces directly to travelers. In the Bay County area, a search of the platform showed prices range from $65 a night for a sailboat to about $200 for a yacht, with a few outliers. While Airbnb's presence is rapidly growing in Panama City, about a 70% year-over-year increase, waterfront locations, and in particular the boats, seem to do the best and attract the most attention. Because as it turns out, the 10 out of 100 people Chandler is looking for tend to be the type of person Airbnb attracts as a customer, according to Airbnb spokesman Ben Bright. Quote, people are looking for something super unique, quirky, and magical, whether that's a boat in Panama City or a treehouse or a castle they can't get anywhere else, Bright said. You certainly see a lot of passion for those unique listings. Chandler said his boats are booked just about every night, and are so popular it's at times hard to schedule maintenance work. The boats remain at dock unless a licensed captain is contracted to take the overnight occupants for a cruise. Quote, we get people from all over the country, all over the world, Chandler said. We had someone from Germany. People really want to stay in the little 32-foot schooner. It's cheap, it sleeps 4 if you really love each other, and if you're not all that close, it sleeps 2, he said. Staying on the boats presents a bit of an adventure, both in the sense it gives vacationers a chance to, quote, be the captain of their own vacation and look out the window to see rays and dolphins, and in the sense that the accommodations can be a little like glamping, Chandler said. It's a boat. It looks like a boat. It smells like a boat. It has toilets like a boat, Chandler said, noting some people don't like it, and it's not great for people with mobility issues, but most people do like it. Once you get on the boat and relax in the water, turn on the cable, it's just like a condo, he said. Only you look down and you might see dolphins. The uniqueness of the boats has the potential to be a big selling point for the region, according to Jennifer Vigil, the president of Destination Panama City. For example, the New York Post recently did an article about 7 fabulous Florida escapes you shouldn't miss, and the sailboats and the yacht rentals in Panama City made the cut. In the end, Bright thinks the appeal boils down to a single concept. Where you're staying should be as special as the place you're staying, he said.